Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Kia and Ren Energy. There's been so much to talk about when it comes to prelims, stories about players, Jared. But of course, one of the most important people in the game are the people who officiate, the umpires. We spent a lot of this week talking about the umpires who are out. No Chamberlain, no Rosebery, but one man that will umpire AFL game 400 in tomorrow night's Port Adelaide-Richmond preliminary final is Matt Stevic, just the sixth umpire to reach that mark. Pretty impressive career, Jared, when you consider it's included 43 finals and 7 grand finals.
It's an amazing career, and we say congratulations once again, Matt, as we welcome you to the program. It's been a hell of a journey and plenty of years to go, hopefully.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. You know, I sort of reflect on the 17 years. I still remember vividly game one at Telstra game, I think, back then. 42 goals scored in that game between West Coast and the Bulldogs.
Yep.
So, you know, things change over time, and yeah, just feel really privileged to be involved for so long.
You're the fifth umpire now to umpire 400 games. Can you reel off the other four?
Shane McInerney, he's the holder at the moment.
Yep.
Hayden Kennedy.
Yep.
My very good friend, Brettie Rosebery, and there's Rowan Sawyers, and I think Steve McBurney got 401, didn't he, or 402? 95, so.
Reel those off pretty easily, Jared.
Well, when there's only four or five, I guess, and you've umpired with a few, and ironically, your boss right now, Hayden Kennedy, he is one of them.
Yeah, obviously had a long association with Hayden, and over many years, both as a running umpire and now coach, and obviously, Brettie Rosebery and Shane McInerney, I did a lot of games with, and Rowan Sawyers was my coach for probably the first 10 years at AFL level. So, know them all well, and yeah, sort of aspire to just continue to do the best I can and stay involved for as long as I can.
So, can I ask you, do you get nervous before big games? And there's only one game bigger than a prelim final.
Oh, absolutely, Jared. I remember, I think I'd done two grand finals and I hadn't taken the first bounce to start a granny. And
yep.
I felt, look, it was my time to step up. You know, I enjoy starting the games and just getting the game underway. But I've got to say, the first time I did that, I think it was my third grand final, I've never been more nervous in my life.
Mm.
And I've also got to say, Thursday, Friday night when the head hits the pillow, the only thing I'm thinking about is getting that damn ball up straight. So, a bit more relaxed now, having, you know, obviously done quite a few games. But, yeah, you still get a bit edgy, and that's, I guess, part of what helps you perform.
Would you be more comfortable if you didn't have to bounce the ball, Matt?
Get asked this question a lot, Dan. Look, I think it's a great tradition of our game, but I also would fully support if the powers that be made a change or a call to eliminate the bounce. And, I mean, from a personal level, it's a hard skill to execute and do it really consistently. And if ultimately what I hope for the sport is that you have, you know, as big a pool of umpires as possible to be able to officiate and service the game as best as possible. And if we're not allowing, you know, as many to get to the top wholly and solely because they can't execute this skill, well, then I'd be in favour of, you know, making whatever decision needs to be made to, as I say, make sure there's as many young umps that can come through the ranks and keep pushing the standards of officiating to the highest possible level, because we're ultimately there to service the game.
It's been an interesting year. The umpires, like every other year, they have their ups and downs. This one in particular, given the reaction to Clarko's comments, and then Gil McLaughlin got involved in umpiring, there was an overreaction to what they said, or at least that's how it appeared, and then an overreaction to the reaction to the overreaction. It made the first part of the year a bit more difficult, but I've got to say, I reckon, I don't think I've seen the umpiring fraternity handle a finals campaign with such aplomb as this year. It's been relatively flawless.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. I mean, we're ever perfect. There's always aspects of games and moments in games and decisions that we reflect on and would like our time again, but I think most importantly, we're there to work really hard as a team. We've still got a job to do, and I still think, you know, you need to make decisions. But I've always, I guess, had a bit of a mantra that, you know, you can blend into the game, you can still play free kicks and do it in a manner that's subtle and, you know, allows the focus to remain on what should be two great contests this weekend.
Can I ask you, when you have reviews, given the grey area of the rules, can I ask you, when you have a review and Hayden says, I think you might have got this one wrong, do you ever say, Hayden, I think you've got that wrong and I was on the money? Because I've had plenty of discussions with Hayden. We've got a good relationship and we've got different views on around the fringes of what should be paid and what shouldn't be paid. And I'm sure you guys must have to sometimes just suck it up and say, well, okay, you're the boss.
Yeah, look, all our coaches are really open to hearing from us. So they've got their vision and they might be at the game and or see it off the TV and form a view. They like to hear what we've got to say, what we saw. Now, sometimes they'll stick to their view and it might be, as you say, there's so many grey areas of the game. But then on some occasions, they'll hear you out and go, yeah, actually, I probably, in hindsight, agree that, you know, you've heard the right way there. So, look, it's not about trying to always prove you're right because, you know, I think, as you say, Jared, there's you and I could sit down and have some beers, watch the game, and there'd be 50 decisions which we could debate, and they could be just marginally this way or that way. So, look, we even in our small groups, in our coaching sessions, we'll have some pretty heated debates over some of the calls we make. So, look, it's the great part of the game, but it also can be frustrating to the masses who love it as well.
Now, Jared, you and I have spent a lot of this week celebrating some of the great athletes in their 30s. Mm-hmm. Rafa Nadal, of course,
LeBron.
French Open number 13, was it?
Yep.
LeBron James, one with a third franchise. Sean Ryan, I think this weekend, gets to 350
Indeed.
Games, and he's hanging up the runners or the whistle at the end of the season. How many years left has Matt Stevic got in him, do you think?
Well, I've got a better back than Rhino. He's my best mate. And I tell you, if I'm still going at 45 with his back, I'll be doing well. But as long as I'm still motivated and have a desire to continue to learn, and you know, I don't think you've ever made it in this game. If you think you know it all, the game will run past you pretty quick. So I want to still be umpiring, you know, at a pretty good level. I'd hate to be still running around and feeling like someone's going to tap me on the shoulder. But, yeah, look, I'd like to play a role in helping the next generation of elite officials come through and, again, still motivated and driven to do a really good job.
Well, I've got you penciled in for the grand final, Matt, so hopefully you don't stuff it up on the weekend so you motor on through. But you've handled it so well over 400 games, Matt. We wish you well and have a great night on Friday night.
Thanks, guys. Good calling.
Matt Stevic there. What an achievement. 400 games in tomorrow night's prelim between Port and Richmond. Still, Jared, just quickly, my favourite umpire finals story in one of the Brisbane Collingwood in the early 2000s games. Collingwood getting smashed halfway through the last quarter. Alan Dydak walks up to Darren Goldsmith in the middle of the ground and says, you know what, Darren, I reckon you blokes have been Scheisenhausen today.
All right.
Goldsmith turns around and says, thanks, Alan. We'll take that under advisement. You guys haven't been that great yourselves.
Look at the scoreboard.
Oh, back in the day where we still got umpires that have some personality. I think Matt's one of those. I think it's good for the theatre, to be honest, Jared. I don't think it takes away from the game at all.
No, I reckon last week you heard Sean Ryan chatting away. I think the senior guys are really good.
Yeah, great.
And the young blokes are, like all young blokes, learning the craft. The Rain Man is up next. Tommy Hackett from Ladbrokes to join us after the break here on Sports Day.